Sarmad, you can go ahead.
Okay. So I guess welcome everybody back from Eid, and I hope you all had a good holiday. Basically, this is our, I think, last conference call before we meet face-to-face next week. So I wanted to suggest to everybody to spend some time on discuss any administrative issues which may still be pending before the face-to-face meeting, if anybody has any issues. I again wanted to suggest that we spend some time on one or two core things which both Manal and I guess many of us have pointed out, developing some of these documents which we have been doing. There are some core definitions which is, there is some confusion upon, and it may be actually a good idea to discuss those. One thing which is, what's the difference between bundling, allocation, relationship between bundling, allocation, delegation, and reservation and blocking. And there is, I also emailed everybody, there is apparently some confusion. I'm also not very clear on how all of us are thinking about these terms. And I think it's important that we develop a common understanding of these terms so that we can then appropriately put down issues and definitions. So if we have, so I would again suggest we spend some time on this discussion. And then if we are not able to close the discussion, we take that to face-to-face meeting. And then if there, I would also want to give some time to Manal to present the definitions document quickly so that everybody has time to go through it and review it and be ready for feedback in the face-to-face meeting. So these are three possible, three items I had in mind. If anybody else wants to add anything else on the agenda for today, please, this is a good time to suggest. Okay. So, not hearing any comments, I assume that this is okay. So, let's start with, let's start with the definitions document. Then we'll talk about the allocation terminology, unless we actually start discussing that terminology within the definitions document. And then finally, last 10 minutes or so, I think we'll come back and discuss any administrative issues. And hopefully by that time, if possible, Muhammad may also be online, because it's good to, it will be good to have him there as well. So Manal, if you are on call, could you would you want to take us through the definitions document quickly so that everybody is sort of on the same page as you are and ready for some feedback for the next meeting?
Yes, thank you, Sarmad. First, I would like to apologize because the document looks a bit messy, but I hope after walking through the document, this would facilitate the reading of the document. First of all, I started by a copy and paste of the original document, so everything in the original document is in this document. The definitions that I saw hold for the Arabic script case are left as is. The definitions that I felt does not hold and are not needed for the Arabic script case are marked by a strike through. I think it's only just one definition. Other definitions that I felt does not accurately represent the Arabic script case, I tried to suggest an alternative or just fix whatever I saw is not accurate for our case. But as we were advised by the creators of the original document, that we should not modify the existing definitions, but rather suggest new ones if we need. Then I suggested a new definition, just following each definition that I felt does not accurately represent our case. Again, I used the same name, the same term, but added the word Arabic script beside each of the suggested definitions, just to differentiate the original from the new ones. I'm not sure how we would like to go about this. Are we going to suggest new definitions, use the same terms, and just tag them with the Arabic script tag, or we need to agree on this also. There are some references to some RFCs and things like that. This needs to be fine-tuned after we agree on the definitions, just to make sure that the reference still holds. So those are in red, and I couldn't really decide what to do. I think this needs a second iteration. One last thing is that they are not alphabetically ordered as the original document. Frankly, I felt a bit confused with the original document, and Sarmad already suggested that we have them categorized thematically, and this is what I tried to do. So they are categorized thematically, so you won't find them in the same order of the original document. But again, as I mentioned, everything in the original document already exists in this document. One last thing, some terminologies we already used in our discussions and were not in the original documents. Those are suggested in red. They are not yet accurately defined, but I just tried to put one or two sentences to make sure that this is the common understanding of the term, and then we can put it in good, accurate English, if I may say. Also, Sarmad, you already added the other possible terms. Those are at the very end of the document, and of course were not in the original document. I already have questions, as Sarmad mentioned, that I was faced with when I was drafting the document. I sent those to Sarmad off the list, and then he had some replies to me. I frankly was trying to send to the mailing list a cleaner document, but when I sent to Sarmad, he sent some more questions, so I thought maybe it's time to get it to the list and try to sort things together. So this is why it looks a bit messy, but I hope this would guide you through the document. And Sarmad, I'm not sure, do you want to get into the details to go through the definitions, or you just wanted me to walk everyone through the document?
Thanks, Manal. I think it would be actually good if you can point out more interesting areas which people need to think about before they come to Qatar, so that we are actually more prepared for the face-to-face discussion. So is there any particular things you want us to think about in more detail? Maybe we can point that out. Obviously, there's not enough time in the call to have an answer, but at least if we can raise the questions.
Okay. A few points are, how would the language table, if you're going to call it language table for now, for the sake of this call, look like? The one in the definitions document is a three-column table that have the first column is a fundamental label, then a preferred label, and then the set of variants. This is not the case in the Arabic script. So are we talking about a two-column table? I mean, we have to agree on the format of the table, because this is elaborated in the definition. The other thing, do we need to differentiate the requested string from its variant? Meaning that if a registrant asks for a certain label or a certain string, then whether he asks for the rest of the variants or not, they might be blocked because they may be causing security issues or whatever. Do we need to differentiate, or because this is the definition of the fundamental label? The fundamental label is the one requested. Do we need this definition or not? Of course, it's meant in another way in the original document, because this fundamental label in the original document is a fixed label. In our case, any one of the variants could be the requested label. So, am I clear on this, or am I confusing everyone?
Please go ahead.
Yeah, just a quick question. So, are you saying that in the original document, the fundamental or the basic label is already differentiated? There is some specific definition for that basic label? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, it is differentiated and it is fixed. I mean, every time if you're going to use this row of the table, then this is going to be the fundamental label. In our case, my understanding is whatever the registrant is going to ask for is going to be the base string or the fundamental label. And this is not a fixed one. It could be any of the members of the variant set.
This is just to add that I agree with what Manal is saying, that fundamental label is based on a canonical kind of representation of a set of variants. But for Arabic, what we are saying is that there is no one canonical representation. Each one is equally good, and its fundamental label, quote unquote, is arbitrarily selected by the registrant.
So let me put it in an easier way without using any terminologies. Do we need to differentiate the requested string from the rest of the variant set, or we don't need to do this differentiation?
Could I ask a question? In the original document, do they define a fundamental label, or does that just mean what the registrant is applying for?
It defines a fundamental label as the U label that consists only of valid code points. In practice, this is the U label requested to be registered.
Okay, so it's really, the word fundamental is really just means that that's what the registrant is applying for. That's all it means, right?
Right.
Yeah, so I don't see any inconsistency with what we intend, do we? Is there? It's just the way of designating what the applicant wants. There's nothing especially fundamental about it.
I'm sorry, I cannot hear Siavash. Could anyone just repeat what was said?
So what Sevash is saying is that as per the definition in the document, there is no ambiguity in that fundamental label is actually saying this is the label requested by the registrant, not a canonical version or not a fixed version. So there is actually no conflict here.
I was of the same point of view as Siavaj, and that's why I left it and did not propose any alternatives or a deletion. But again, Sarmad, you mentioned that, I mean, are you concerned that maybe a registrant asks for two strings of the same variant set? Is it normally that the registrant would ask for only one and then the variants are taken care of?
Yes, that's one of the things which I am not clear. So we can discuss that now or later, and that is that who defines the bundle?
Could I make a contribution here? See, that depends on the registry policy. A registry, if you bundle, then there's no need to ask for to register the others. But if you don't bundle, you just inform them of the others. If you just block them and the registrant wants to use the other ones because he wants to have a larger outreach, then he has to register both maybe separately. This really is, I don't think this is a matter for definitions, really. We shouldn't worry about it too much.
Can we add bundle in this list of definitions?
I'm sorry?
Can we add bundle as a term in the list of definitions we need to
I was proposing this as a new definition,
not
the original list.
Unless there is an alternate term which has been proposed. But let's maybe list it down as one thing we need to look at.
Yeah, I mean, every time we mention bundling, for me and you, it's just a tie or a link. But I think Siavaj looks at it more of one way to solve the problem.
Yes.
I mean,
so exactly. So I understand what Siavaj is saying, and you're exactly right that the way I am thinking and possibly the way you are thinking is different from the way Siavaj is thinking as far as bundling is concerned. So we need to be very careful in defining what bundling is, so that we can all think of it from the same perspective.
I agree, yeah. And I think it would be hard to finalize this over the phone, if I may say.
Yes, so I was suggesting just to add bundle or bundling in a list of terms, and we can follow up face-to-face.
Okay, it's already there. It's in red because it's a suggestion. Again, the definition is not that accurate, as I said, because we need to agree first and then see how the definition would look like.
Sure. So I didn't see that earlier, sorry. So yes, I think we need to come back and define this very clearly.
Again, I'm not sure when. What's the difference between a string and a label in the context of the definition? I mean, I personally use both terms interchangeably. Is this right? I'm not sure. And finally, I got confused of the way allocation is defined and delegated, and is delegation here the same as registration, and allocation means the same as reserve? I mean, I think we have to agree on what is reserved, blocked, activated, registered, allocated, and all those terms, and whether some of them are more of a process and the others are more of a status, maybe?
Hello, Manal, this is Raed. Can I answer this question?
Yes.
Elaborate? Okay. regarding the previous point, which is fundamental, I think fundamental exactly lists the one that you are suggesting as what Sivash said. So fundamental label is the requested label or the one that wants to be registered. And it, when I go through the definition, I believe it's only one. So the definition, the initial definition document says that if someone wants to register a label or a string or what a domain name, that label consists of two parts, a label and a TLD, top-level domain. So the label, the one that has been requested is the fundamental label, and there are a set. The set is the bundle. They haven't called them set. They called them bundle. They called them set. So you will have many type of sets. There is preferred set, there is a reserved set, and etc. But what I want to elaborate more on the issue that allocation, they said it's the initial stage. If someone wants to register something, the first thing the registry do is allocation.
So,
the second thing is delegation.
If I may interrupt before we move to allocation and delegation.
Okay.
Regarding fundamental, the definition is clear and understood. Do we need this definition for the Arabic script?
Yeah, we can use it. We can use it. So if we want to speak about the label that the user wants, it's the fundamental label. That's it.
And this could be one or more, or it has to be just one?
No, the fundamental is only one. And then from the variants, the set of variants, there can be, for example, something can be blocked, something can be allocated, etc.
But the registrant is not allowed to apply for two strings from a variant set.
Yeah, so one of the strings will be considered as fundamental, and the rest will be a variant. The first one will be considered as the fundamental, based on this definition, the definition document that have been sent.
Okay.
There is one issue here. I have seen that they have separated the left part or the right part, because it's Arabic, the right part from the dot and the left part. So the TLD, they have separated the TLD and the label. This separation, I think we haven't considered it before in our discussion. Maybe this thing we need to focus more and discuss it in depth.
So
it may apply, it may not apply.
Does this has to do with the left and right of the dot, or it has to do with the string is any sequence, but whenever it is registered, yes.
Yeah, I think they have gone in depth more discussion about the domain name. It consists of two parts. The first part is label. The second part is a TLD. And then you will have a preferred label and a preferred TLD. You can see, scroll or browse the document, and you will see they have differentiate between these things. There is fundamental label and there is fundamental TLD. In our discussion, we just only say it's a domain name. We haven't gone to that depth, separating the label from the TLD. Maybe this thing we need to focus more in the discussion, maybe by phone or in the face-to-face meeting. Back to the allocation, the domain industry by itself, they think about the first thing the registry do when someone wants to register something, they do allocation, which mean reservation, and then delegate it to them. The delegation is adding them to the zone file, so the site can be working, and you know, you will have name servers for that domain name, and the website can be up and running when the delegation is complete.
So delegation is one-to-one to activation? Delegation means activation? Whenever we use activation?
Yes. In our discussion, active domain is delegated domain, something like that.
Sorry to jump in, but my then question would be, if we block something, how would we do it? Is blocking done by making an entry in a zone file or otherwise?
Not necessarily. You don't necessarily put it in the zone file. You can just block it. But this whole thing is not at the definition level, really. I mean, it's all, again, registry policy. You know, if you block something, you just can't use it. That's it.
My question was, is blocking part of allocation process or delegation process or one of these other processes, or is blocking a totally separate thing?
It is separate thing.
Wouldn't you, so as a restaurant, would I not ask something to be blocked? And if I am asking something to be blocked, I am actually getting that thing allocated to me.
No, I don't know that any registry allows you to get something blocked except by some general national policy or some general ICANN policy. You can't ask something to be blocked. Usually. I mean, I don't know of any case where you can ask. You know, a government can ask you to block certain names that are important to the government. That means nobody can register those. However, you cannot, this is just a separate thing. It has nothing to do with delegation or allocation.
Okay. So if that is the understanding, the next question then is reservation. How is reserving something different from blocking, if there is a difference?
Dr. Sarmat?
Well, go ahead. If somebody wants to answer, go ahead. And then, if not, I'll say something.
Hello?
Yeah. Sure. Please go ahead. Are you going to come in?
Yeah.
Please go ahead.
The difference between the blocking and reservation is that as the colleague told that, suppose a website is allocated and delegated to someone, and someone complained about this website that according to the national rule or the ICANN rule, then it, after the delegation then and submission of a complaint to anyone, and after the process of government or any other relevant agency, it should be blocked after the thorough process. And the reservation, I can several times announced that there is some TLD, and if you have some list of ID, domain names which you want to reserve for your national interest, please send us a list of list of domain names. And in the past, we sent several times such information to the ICANN. So the difference between blocking and reservation is that a website is neither requested by anyone or it is not working, then it is for reserved. First reserved, and the website which is already allocated, delegated, and then it is, if a complaint is submitted by anyone, then it is blocked. I think my view, point of view is that.
Sivash, you want to come in?
Yeah, I think about the same thing. Yeah, you know, because in the reservation case, what happens is when a registry starts, when a new TLD starts, certain names are reserved for certain entities. For example, geographic names are reserved for the municipality or the national government.
Yeah.
But they're given a certain amount of time to register. If they don't register within that time, then these will be released for general registration. So reservation is not blocking. You know, it's just that, you know, you give preference to somebody to register, you know, within a certain period.
Sarmad, can I jump in here?
Because
we're again mixing the variance reservation with a global reserve list. Again, the question is, do we need to differentiate? And because I think we had this discussion before and we did not conclude. Is there a difference between the global reserve list that Sahar just mentioned, when the government adds some labels there so that no one is able to register them, versus the variant reservation, we're talking just about one single list?
So I think in this discussion I had heard the sentiment that both have probably the same engineering solutions. So
yes,
they should not be distinguished. However, I am not convinced on that argument, because they may have same engineering solutions, but they probably have different processes associated with them.
Yes.
And so if not on engineering, then at least on process, these two still need to be differentiated. Let me explain what I mean. So what I'm saying is that if it is a variant and it is reserved, then if it has to be eventually enabled or allocated or delegated, it cannot go arbitrarily to anybody, but only to the person who actually already has the corresponding fundamental string or label registered. Whereas a general reserved list, you know, it can actually go to arbitrarily anybody. So there is probably some process differences. That's at least what I feel at this time.
Sarmad, can I add something here?
Yes, please.
Okay, I will try to explain. When a registry starts, just a fresh registry, the naming space for that registry can be considered as many less thousands of possible variants or variant sets. Each variant set might be consist of one label or many labels. So we have many variant sets. Some of them can be one domain or many domains or many labels. Now, assuming that if someone wants to register the fundamental label or the fundamental domain, the one that he wants to register and use. Now, if he captures a set, and this set consists of, let's say, five variants, he only wants one. Once he registered one, the other will be blocked. No one else can use it. It's not the blocked domain or the reserved list or whatever things in the registry. No, it's something related to that variant. So the variant set, once someone took that list or that set, the label will be, no one else can come and take any entity from them or any element from them. now saying that the user, he will choose one of them to be its main domain name or the fundamental label. The rest, some of them, some of the elements of that set can be used by the registrant, and some of the elements cannot be used by the registrant. So I can see that there is a need at least for three levels. The fundamental label, labels that are belongs to the same set for that fundamental that the user can use and activate and use it. And the third thing that the sets from or the elements that can be generated from the same fundamental label, but the user cannot use them. It's not usable by the user and by other the registrant and by other parties or any user. I hope it's clear. So from my point of view, I think we need at least three definitions here. The fundamental label is sufficient. I can see it from the definition document. Maybe the labels that are in the same set, the variant set for with the fundamental label that the user can use, and the third one that the user cannot use. So I think at least three sets that can be used. This is from my point of view, and this is the practice that we have done in our registry in Saudi Arabia.
Can I ask Ra'id a question here?
Yes.
So the ones that cannot be registered, are those the blocks?
Yes, you can call you can name them as the block, but it's not the registry block, not like the reserved names like God name or messengers or whatever names. No, this is based on the variant. So the registry blocked the names because of the variant. Someone got the variant and no one else can take them. Get my point? We are talking about the terminology or what is the good name for them. Shall we put a label on them saying that they are blocked or they are reserved or they are not activable, no one can activate it, or image from the fundamental label that no one can use. It depends on the naming, the correct word that describes this category.
Yeah, you're just trying to categorize.
Yeah.
So this, the requested label or string, this is the fundamental or whatever its name is.
Yes.
A group that is allowed to be registered by the registrant.
Yes.
And the group that is within the same variant set but is not allowed to be registered.
Yes.
Again, whatever the name is.
Yes.
The group that is allowed to be registered by the registrant.
Yes.
Those members could be activated or not.
Yes.
So can I
suggest a slightly different name which may be a little less ambiguous, just to respond to your very last comment, Manal. So we have a fundamental label. We have a variant set. Then maybe what we can have is an activated variant set and an unactivated variant set.
So we have activated, unactivated, and blocked. Yeah, I mean, is the variant set includes both allowed and unallowed registrations?
So the variant set includes activated and unactivated variants. And the unactivated variant could be for multiple reasons. For example, one reason could be that the registry says that it will only give 5 variants to a registrant. So anything more than 5 variants, the other ones will remain unactivated.
The unactivated could be either mandatory block or just not requested by the registrant, right?
Right. So from an engineering perspective, it doesn't really make a difference.
Right.
If you allow me, Sarmat, can I add something?
Yes, please go ahead.
Okay, we have a big group called variant set. We have one element from that group. We called it the fundamental label.
Yes.
Okay. We have now the rest of the elements can be categorized to two groups within the same variant set. The first group is the valid elements. Okay. And the third group is invalid elements. Now, the valid elements might be activated or delegated or whatever the name, or not activated or not delegated. And the invalid group, it's invalid. No one can use it. No one at everywhere can use it. It's something blocked by all users on the internet.
Yeah, I think the question is, do you need to differentiate between the unactive and invalid?
It depends on our document. If we see or if we have decided to do something different, have a decision to differentiate between them, we need to have different definition. If we see that there is exactly the same thing, then we can leave them as one group. It's valid variants and invalid variants. So you have fundamental label, valid variants, invalid variants. And the valid variants can be activated or not activated based on the user choice.
Sorry to interrupt, but can you give an example of invalid variant?
Invalid variants where you put, for example, Arabic kaf and Farsiye, for example, something like that, or Arabic yeah and Farsiye, and put characters that need to have two keyboards to write them, not one keyboard. This is an invalid. It's not possible to write it using one keyboard. This is the example for invalid. So, and the valid, it's something that can be written using one keyboard. So we have Arabic yeah, a word having Mecca, for example, with Arabic kaf and Arabic teh, and so on, and Farsi kaf and Farsi teh. So these are the samples for the valid.
Instead of keyboard, one could use character table. That's better because keyboards are sometimes not standard. Valid really is relative to the character table that the registry uses.
Or language table.
Or yeah, whatever. I prefer to call it character table because you could cover more than one language in one country. Anyway, this character table. There's no need to worry about these in our definition.
Okay.
I think the definitions are only aimed to make sure that when we say something, we all mean the same thing. Even across registries, it's not to enforce something on the registry rather than use the same language. But again, if everyone agrees that we don't need to define those terms,
I would actually suggest that we do define the terms just to make sure that we do not confuse them in our discussions, if that is okay. As far as variants and activated, inactivated variants, allocation, and some of the other terms are concerned, is it possible for us to make a small 2-3 person sub-team to just go through this and have a draft for face-to-face meeting? And And if that is possible, I would request if some of you can volunteer for this.
Sorry, Sarmat, can you say again a draft for what?
A draft for the set of the terms and first sort of shot at the definitions. Just this part.
Could we have a chance to look more at what the document that Manal has sent and then send whatever we want to do on the list rather than, yes. Because personally, I got it this morning. It's morning time, yes.
So that's okay. I think that's no problem. So there are two issues here that need to be resolved. The first is to actually have the right set of terms. And then the second step is to actually have a definition for these terms. And so I think it's probably important that we also have the right set of terms to start with.
Hello?
Yeah, please go ahead, Manal.
Yeah, I mean, the line today is too noisy. I'm sorry, I can't hear everything. But I think the approach here was different because we started from the set of definitions that the ICANN drafted. And we tried to see whether they fit our case or not. If not, we have suggestions, and if they are not full, we suggested additional ones. Because I think the suggestion now is the other way around, that we list our all our terms and then try to define them. Or
so what I'm suggesting is not for everything, but just for the terms around the discussion we're having right now. Because we are actually probably using some of these things redundantly. So I think what we need to do is focus and just make sure that we actually have a unique set, a non-overlapping set, and then we define that set of terms.
Yes, I agree, and it's very important to make sure we're not defining redundant terms. And that's where I stopped, because I couldn't really find the difference between the terms. Does it mean the same, or is it a new thing?
Right, so how do we need to do this? Because what I'm suggesting is that we should be able to do some homework on it before we come to Doha.
Could I suggest if you look at Manal's document, and if we have, you know, compare it with the original document, and if, you know, in the areas where she's added the definition or is asking for a definition, then just from those cases, we make our suggestions, and then, you know, these can be compiled before the meeting. Would you send it on the list? It's really not. It's not going to be very different from the original ICANN document. I personally doubt that there's going to be much to be added. But look, you know, I personally have to look at it for.
Okay, so if perhaps you don't mind and you can take the time, could I request you to perhaps have a set of terms and associated definitions for us, do a review on it?
Yes, I'll do it. I'll try to do it.
Okay, great. And then send it back to the list and we can all comment on it.
I'll try to do it today because tomorrow I'll be traveling back to the Middle East.
I'll try to do it today.
Okay, great. Thanks. So, Manal, you were talking about the things we need to think about the definition document. Is there anything else in the list which I think we veered off into this discussion? And I'm just trying to get back to the original discussion you were having.
I don't have anything in mind right now.
Okay. So we have four questions which everybody needs to think about the definitions document. First of all, what is the format of the language table? Second, do we need to distinguish between the requested string and the variant string, the variant set? I think that is no longer a valid concern. Right, Manal? We can take that out.
I'm sorry, what again?
This was concerning the...
Hello?
No, are we disconnected?
Well, I'm still there. I wonder if other people were disconnected.
I'm there also.
I also on the line, Iftikhar.
Maybe Sarmad.
Me too. Maybe it's Sarmad.
Yeah, probably we lost Sarmad. Okay, let me try to bring him back.
Manal?
Yes?
There is one query regarding the term reservation. You include it in the, consider it in the location term?
I was just wondering whether it means the same or is it something different. But again, I think this is the short list that Sarmad recommended that we go through it, and I think Siavaj volunteered to put this list in place, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
So maybe when we have all the terms in front of us, we can try to see whether the definitions are overlapping, the same or different.
whether this document is the present content is completed or it is incomplete. I think if we just focus on these terms, or we may include other terms.
I think this is a parallel minor task.
Okay.
In parallel with the whole document, I mean, this is just taking this part of the document and working it exhaustively outside.
No, I am asking about that. The terms, we finalize these terms only, or we may look for the other terms. There are some issues documents, and we use p-valid. What is p-valid? And you use TLD. There is no term definition of TLD. What is TLD in term of Rebus script? Unicode. What about Unicode? And what about the what about the definition of confusable shapes? Like these terms. Maybe.
I mean.
We also can consider more terms.
Sure. If you feel something is missing and should be added, please suggest. I tried to write some disclaimer at the beginning of the document. What we see as variant, that it has to do with visual confusion. You might want to look at this and see if it's accurate, whether we need it in a definition or it's just to state the scope of the variants we're talking about from an Arabic script point of view. So I agree with you that we have to be clear on those terms too, but I'm not sure we have to define Unicode.
No, I think we just have to stick to those things that have to do with variants. I mean,
I agree. I think Unicode is not directly related to variants. Is already a well-known term. It doesn't have any confusion when someone references Unicode.
No, just like that. These terms are also well defined by the ICANN, A level, U level, but we define in term of Arabic script. So I suggest that
if you feel they have to be defined differently, then you can just suggest this and we can discuss it.
Okay.
Hi, I'm back. So sorry to jump in again. There is, please feel free to suggest items for this and we keep adding it to the document. And then we can discuss at some point whether we want to keep them or not keep them. But if you're in doubt, the best thing is to actually suggest it.
Yeah.
Okay. Ahmad, could I say something? I have to leave now. And this is my last day here in the U.S. Before I travel. So if there's anything else that happens in the session as you go on, could you email me soon so I know before I prepare that document?
Sure, will do. I'm actually taking notes as we're talking, so I'll just email that rough sort of notes to everybody as soon as we're done. So thanks for volunteering.
Sorry, I have to leave because, you know,
just before you go, just wanted to make sure that you have all the necessary support available to come to Qatar. There's no issues.
Yes,
right?
I do, actually. I think everything has been arranged very nicely. I thank Muhammad for it and everybody else, and I hope to be there, you know, in the evening of Monday. So, Monday, is it? Yeah, I guess Monday.
Yeah, okay, great. Thanks.
Okay, bye-bye.
So I think we now probably try to bring this to a closure as well and take the rest of the things to email. One last point I wanted to raise for everybody to think about is that do we need a single variant kind of table for Arabic script, which is true for everybody, or do we want separate tables for every registry? I'm talking about GTLDs now, not CCTLDs. The reason to have a single table, advantage of having that would be that it will be in, much more simple from an engineering point of view, where more registries define a new table, they would just reuse this table. And the second advantage would be that it will give a user experience globally for everybody. So, any thoughts on that?
Hello?
Yeah, Manal, go ahead.
I'm sorry, the line is too noisy. Frankly, I'm not clear about what has been said.
Okay, so what I was asking was to think about whether we need just a single Arabic script character variant table.
Mm-hmm.
And just leave it there for GTLDs to pick up, or do we need to just define guidelines and ask all GTLDs to make their own variant tables? The advantage of having a single recommendation would be that the user experience will be consistent across all registries.
Right.
And so this is something to think about. I don't know whether we can have an answer now, but one of the issues that I want to raise is that do it in multiple variant tables or can we do with a single script level table?
Let's think it over among other things and finalize when we need.
Exactly. So that's something, if that's okay, I could add that as an issue in the issues document.
Dr. Sharma, what about in our case is a single table, I think, in Pakistan?
Yes. So I'm currently just talking in the context of GTLDs,
okay.
Not CCTLDs.
Okay.
In any case, so now let's try to close the call. Is there any pending administrative issues which are left, or is everybody set to go?
Mohammed Bashir is online.
No, he's not online. Is there anything you want to ask about, Tahar?
Last email in my travel document is not finalized. He just give me two options and then I send a reply, but still I did not get any response from him.
Okay, so could you just follow up with an email?
Okay,
with me.
I also sent an email today.
Okay.
Okay. So maybe he will reply tomorrow.
Okay. I Qatar has been off for the whole past week, and they just came back this morning, so it was a long holiday.
Okay. Thank you.
So, any other pending issues, or is that all? Okay. Bahar, could you also request, Mohammed, are they going to print out copies of these two documents?
I'll make sure that he will provide printouts.
Okay, great. So, and I think that's about it. So, unless there are any other comments, let's close the call. And thank you, everybody, for joining. Any comments?
Thank you.
Okay. All right. So thank you very much, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you. See you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.